We're back in the book of Genesis in our readings from the daily devotional Precious Promises, and we're turning to Genesis 4, verse 1 and 2. The readings from Genesis 4 onwards were written by me. Genesis 4, verse 1 and 2, the subject, faithfulness. Exiled from Eden, our first parents entered on their life experience of labour and sorrow, and the human race began its onward course. That Adam knew his wife signifies his love and faithfulness toward the woman God had made and brought to him in paradise. It also shows that he recognized her nature and use within the marriage bond. Compare Numbers 31 verse 17, where knowing and lying together are used as one, and Romans 1 verse 27, which speaks about the natural use of the woman. There is a moral union in marriage, the partners being one in heart, and a physical union. These mean that a man and his wife are virtually one being. Their being one is a powerful argument against immorality. Check out Ephesians 5 verse 31 and 1 Corinthians 6 verse 16. Genesis 4 verse 1 also illustrates the faithfulness of God to our first parents. It was in keeping with his original purpose that they should be fruitful and multiply, and he gave them the capacity to produce children. He had also said he would multiply the woman's conception, Genesis 3 verse 16, and he did. Eve conceived twins. The words "she again bare" means she added to bear. God's faithfulness and goodness in the gift of children is to be acknowledged. It also demands faithfulness from parents. Cain means acquisition. Abel means vanity and shows recognition of mortality. Children are a heritage from God, but they are weak and frail, and parents ought to take good care of them. They ought to care for them in body, but especially in soul. They owe this to God.